Hello, I'm Bob McDonald. Welcome to the download version of Quirks and Quarks, the national science program of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Leading today's program, an unknown rodent revealed. Researchers discover a new species in the mountains of Peru.
I was out about midnight and heard a scrambling sound along a slope, managed to locate this animal, and it immediately appeared extremely curious, and nothing like it was known from the region.
Also on the program, putting an end to an Egyptian enigma. A scientist solves the pyramid puzzle.
You mix it up, and you wait a few days, the water evaporates, and you end up with a mud, like limestone. And you put that in a bucket brigade, and you just pass it from one person to the other, and you cast it on the site, and you move on to the next block.
Plus, seahorse daddies get pregnant, methane hydrates let off some gas, and we find out which came first, the chicken or the egg. All this and more today on Quirks and Quarks. Okay, here's the good news. Scientists have discovered a new species of mammal. Here's the bad news. It's another rodent. Great. Just what the world's crying out for. More rats. Nonetheless, it is a rare find these days, and it's proof that while in many parts of the world we're hearing about species going extinct, in other places, there's still a lot we have to discover. Dr. Bruce Patterson is the scientist who discovered this critter on the mountainsides of Peru. He's with the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago. Dr. Patterson, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thanks very much, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, first of all, take me to this area where you found the rodent. What's it like in this part of Peru?
Well, as you know, the Andes are the world's longest mountain chain, and they rise rather abruptly on the western margins of the Amazon basin. This part of the world faces easterly winds, and the winds push humid air from the Amazon basin up against the mountains, and of course the air can go no further. It rises, precipitation falls, and there's a zone along the mountains where it's constantly drenched in rains and clouds. And this cloud forest zone is the home of uncounted species of birds, mammals, and other organisms, many of which have never been found or described.
Well, how did you actually find this new rodent?
Well, the new rodent was one of a dozen new species of mammals that came to light during 3 years of surveys. And this particular rodent we ran across during I was out about midnight with a shotgun and a headlamp and heard a scrambling sound along a slope and managed to locate this animal, and it immediately appeared extremely curious, and nothing like it was known from the region. And so it was obviously a high priority item to secure and for study and further description.
To secure? So how did you secure it?
With a dust shot from a 20-gauge shotgun.
You shot it?
Yes.
Well, what does this rodent actually look like before you shot it?
Well, before and afterwards, this rodent looks like a chunky squirrel. It's interesting that South America, for most of the last 60 million years, was an island continent much like Australia is, and it was only 3.5 million years ago that South America collided with the North American plate and the Panamanian land bridge formed. Prior to that time, there were no squirrels in South America, and a group of porcupine guinea pig relatives, called the spiny rats, evolved a number of forms that essentially occupied squirrel niches. And this particular species that we've newly discovered belongs to a group that obviously was a functional analog of the squirrel in South America long before true squirrels arrived.
Wow. Well, what's this one actually look like, if I could see it?
It's about 30 centimeters long. It's got a bushy tail. It's black for most of its length, but the last several centimeters is pure white. It has a little crest or mane of blackish hairs along its nape and shoulders. It's quite a striking little animal, and it's covered in very long, dense hair that's obviously protection against the cool, wet climate that it lives in.
So does it look more like a squirrel or more like a rat?
Oh, it looks like a squirrel on steroids, I guess. It's got a chunky face like a porcupine or a guinea pig has.
Do you have a name for this new rodent?
Yes, we do. The genus to which it belongs is Isothrix, and that's a name that in Greek means soft or same fur. But the specific epithet of this animal is Barbara Brownii. And Barbara Brown is an esteemed colleague and friend at the Field Museum who's been a longtime supporter and contributor to the museum's programs over the last 37 years.
Well, how many of these new squirrel or these new animals have you seen so far?
Well, there's only one specimen, and it's the only animal anyone's laid eyes on. None of the local indigenous people are aware of the existence of this animal. There's not another specimen in museums in Europe, North America, or South America. And so, really, our only proof that this animal exists is the single specimen that we collected back in 1999.
Well, do you think there are others out there?
Oh, certainly. This animal is nocturnal. It's very good at climbing, particularly in trees and vine tangles. And its habits are sufficiently secretive and extraordinary from a human standpoint that it's very rare when one of these crosses paths with a human being.
Okay, so you're not worried that you shot the last one?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Well, what makes this an important discovery?
Well, what I find so interesting about this is it's an indication that there are many, many, many more species on the planet with us than we're aware of. Secondly, I think in addition to adding additional species to the mega diversity of a country like Peru or a biome like the Andes, these new findings not only enlarge the list of species, but help us reinterpret it. For example, this Isothrix is a group of rodents that up to now has been known only from tropical lowland rainforest. There, it's always been a mystery, a paradox, why this group of lowland rodents would have long, soft, lax fur. But the discovery of one of the members of this genus in a highland region where long, lax hair has obvious adaptive value against the cool air and moist climate of the Andes identifies the Andes as a possible theater for the evolution of this group and sort of turns the whole radiation on its head. Maybe this group didn't evolve in the lowlands at all, but instead was a lowland radiation from Andean roots.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that instead of evolving in the lower areas and climbing the mountains as time went on, they may have started in the mountains in more of a top-down evolution.
That's right, Bob.
Wow. Well, what do you still hope to learn about this area in Peru?
Well, this is one of only 12 species of mammals that we discovered during the course of our three-year surveys. There were 6 new species of bats, 5 new species of rodents, and a new species of marsupial. And in the course of our 3 years, we only handled 135 species of mammals. So virtually 1 in 10 species was new to science.
Well, what is it about this area that makes it so rich in undiscovered species?
Again, I think it has a couple of explanations. One is, as I was telling you, it's quite inaccessible and it's pretty uncomfortable to spend 10-week field seasons that we spend in Peru in this sort of climate is very difficult. And so I think part of it's been a systematic under-exploration because of the logistical difficulty of working it. The second is that the Andes support such a huge variety of habitats that each habitat has a very small spatial distribution. They're stacked on top of one another like pancakes. Each of these habitats has very distinctive animals and plants living in it, and the turnover along the slopes is really extraordinary. And I think because we've failed to sample some of these slices of diversity, we're missing whole elements of the fauna and flora of the world we live in.
Dr. Patterson, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Dr. Bruce Patterson is the MacArthur Curator of Mammals at the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago.